Bismillahi walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of the Qalam podcast, The Future of Qalam. I know that that sounds either very exciting or super scary. That is either very suspenseful or somewhat ominous. But I gave it that this title, The Future of Qalam, because that's literally what I wanted to talk to y'all about here today. Many of you have joined Qalam on your journey of coming closer to Allah, learning more about your deen and your religion at some point over the last decade. It was exactly a decade ago when we started putting podcasts online. It was the Sira podcast back then. And we started making these podcasts available online. And some of y'all have been with us for that entire decade. At this point, there are millions of people around the world who have listened to and are listening to the Qalam podcast. And alhamdulillah, that's amazing. That's awesome. And we're so excited and so happy to be a part of your journey of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it didn't just stop there. It kept on going and it kept on growing. And Qalam started conducting intensives, workshops. We started having the Sira intensive and the Hadith intensive and the Faith intensive. We started having workshops, the Khatib workshop and different seminars and lectures and programs. And then we opened the doors to the Qalam Seminary, where we started off with 15 students studying 1 year of Islamic studies, and then it grew to 2 years of 1 year of Arabic and 1 year of Islamic sciences, and they kept on growing into a 5-year Alimiyah program where we started producing scholars. And 2 years ago, we graduated our first group, our first batch. And since then, this year, this just a few weeks ago, we graduated the third batch. And we now have graduated 30 men and women from the Alimiyah program, young, you know, Muslim scholars, men and women, who are already serving communities all across the country. So alhamdulillah, it's been an amazing ride. Along the way, we also started doing a lot more online programs. We started doing lectures, and we started, when live streaming became more easier to do and accessible, we started streaming live, and we started providing access to Qalam and Qalam's resources through social media. And then over the last year and a half with the pandemic, we started conducting extensive courses online and making things available to people all across the world. But throughout all of that, one thing remained constant. And that was the podcast. And that was y'all. We kept on putting series after series after series on the podcast. We completed the Sira podcast. We started with the Tafsir podcast, which inshallah, I'll be getting back to very, very soon. Mufti Kamani's numerous series, from stories of the prophets to the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi, the beginning of guidance, the chosen one. Sheikh Mikael came on board and started doing numerous series like the rites of companionship, and you know, the sufficient answer, and all the different series that he is even doing now. Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy with Heartwork, where he covered the tafsir of Surah Maryam and the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the tafsir of Surah Taha, and now the purification of the heart. And alhamdulillah, you know, all the other series and podcasts that are on there, the khutbahs, the lectures, the, you know, the Ramadan different series on the Quran, And it's at the point where we have literally thousands of episodes, thousands of hours of content. And alhamdulillah, that is open, available, accessible for everyone. And there are so many of y'all listening and benefiting to all the work that is going on and all the work that will continue to go on, inshallah, bidnillah, by the will and the permission and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Qalam is at a crossroads. We are at a very important moment in our journey. And that is that Qalam now has the opportunity to acquire a place, a campus, to call home. Up until now, the way that Qalam has operated is, we've been operating out of homes. We've been operating, we had a small little rented facility to run the seminary out of. We had a small little rented facility to run Roots out of. And then everything else was going on out of our homes. But alhamdulillah, we were happy to do that because we just wanted to do the work. But Qalam's grown now. And we now need a place to call home. So the super exciting news is, Qalam is acquiring a campus. This will be, I don't like the word permanent, because nothing in this dunya is permanent. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything in this dunya will expire one day, will extinguish, will go away. Only Allah is forever. So, I don't like the word permanent, but Qalam is now trying to acquire a long-term home, where there will be room for a masjid, where we will have all these lectures and programs and halaqas and prayers and khutbas and tafsir and everything that you've come to love about Qalam and appreciate about Qalam will be available there. We will have a beautiful academic facility and campus where we'll be able to grow the seminaries and produce more and more people. Already many of you have benefited from Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy. He is a product of the education at Qalam. Many of you have started to benefit from Ustad Fatima and Ustad Atifa Sharif. They are products of the education going on at Qalam. So we'll be able to increase that work. And it will also provide a home for Roots, community space, where so many amazing and beautiful programs are going on. However, we need your help. We need your help to make this dream a reality. We have to raise $2.3 million in the next month. Now, that might sound super scary to some people, but to be honest with you, I'm not scared. I'm not intimidated. I take it seriously, but I'm not scared or intimidated, because anything is possible for Allah. And secondly, I believe in the work that Qalam does, and I know the people that Qalam serves, and so that gives me confidence. And I have a lot of confidence in saying this to you today. With all the people that listen to the podcast, if every single person, when hearing this message, goes to the website, qalamcampus.com, qalamcampus.com. Every single person goes to that website and gives a donation, gives a contribution, then we will meet our goal immediately. If every single person, when they hear this, they go to qalamcampus.com and donates immediately whatever you are capable of. And if I may, y'all have probably gotten to know me, or at least my voice, pretty well. I'm going to be very real with you here for a second. Think about how much you can give, and then give a little bit more. So if every single person does that right now when listening to this, doesn't delay. Pause what you're listening to. Pause this recording, this podcast right now, and go on over to qalamcampus.com. and donate, then we have reached our goal. We have fulfilled our objective. And Qalam is ready to move in tomorrow and start the amazing work that we know we can do. So I'm asking you, I'm appealing to you that donate, share that link with family and friends, share this episode and this recording with everyone you know. And let's fulfill this goal immediately. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. I look forward to talking to you all again soon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.